Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, she knew she was stepping into Psycho over the weekend where she was going to accidentally bump into her ex-boyfriend. She already knew where he was because she's been tracking him because she still has him on the Find My Friends app. So, Lacey, we got to know what happened over the weekend. Did you actually go through with this? Did you track your ex to try to hunt him down to rekindle the spark in the flame?
Yes. Yes, I did. Oh, no. And so I took your advice. So I ended up getting a guy to go with me. A friend of mine's hot brother decided to play along as long as I bought him some drinks.
Oh, so you took Abby's advice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like,
Lacey, I wouldn't steer you wrong.
You really did it. Let's just say it was not uneventful or ineffective. So by the time we got there, he was already at the bar by himself at this restaurant. And so we decided to sit across from him at the bar. I didn't go up and talk to him. He didn't come and talk to me, but, you know, he definitely saw me and my date. And we kind of exchanged this little cordial hello. And I thought maybe he might send me a text or something just while we were there, and he didn't. He ended up finishing his drink and leaving, and I thought, you know, it didn't work and it was going to be a huge bummer. But then later that night, I got a text asking to go to lunch and talk this next week.
Oh, wow.
Talk, huh?
See, I knew. Yeah. I'm like, nothing gets a man triggered more than a little competition. So if he feels like he's losing you and he doesn't have that opportunity to slide back in, I knew that was going to make him feel a little jealous inside.
Yeah. Well, and I love that it wasn't like it was an invitation to lunch, you know, even better than like dinner or drinks or something. It's just very much more of a like, okay, let's like talk some things out versus like, let's just kind of slide back into things. So yeah, I'm super hopeful.
I do feel like there's a certain connotation to lunch that feels like there will be closure. Like whether or not you guys are going to get back together, I do feel like over whatever Panera bread salad you guys order, it's going to be a very definitive conversation that maybe puts a clothespin in all this.
That's true.
Yeah.
I feel like it.
And I'm open for that.
I feel like it could go either way. Like I'm actually curious as to how he is going to take to it. I also wonder, like, let's say it goes well. Would you ever bring up how it actually happened?
Yeah, honestly, I probably would, because otherwise the whole thing would just feel shady. But, you know, I didn't do anything wrong either. Like, I went to have drinks with a friend's brother. So it's not like I was doing something skanky. It was just like, you know, I just kind of wanted to make sure that this was really done, give you an option.
So at any point in time when you were at the bar and you're looking at him, did you like want to go over there, or did you know you had to stay resolute? And like the reason why you were there is just to like, to have him see you, to plant that seed.
Oh my gosh. No, I totally wanted to get out of my chair 100 times over, but I didn't. I stayed planted, and you know, I was flirty with my friend, but we weren't ever like over the top or crazy. Like I wasn't trying to put on a show. I was just really trying to kind of like you had said, test the waters. Is he going to be jealous? Does he actually want to get back together? Or is it really just like, could he really see this and be fine?
But okay, so Lacey, taking all this into account, and you know, you're, you know, stepping into Psycho. Granted, it was like, I think you just kind of tiptoed into Psycho. We've definitely had people do way more Psycho things than this, even though you were tracking them on your phone. But still, nonetheless, yeah. I feel like we put a leash on the Psycho. Yeah, we did. But is this like, do you feel like you're having to put too much effort into getting him to fall back in love with you? Like, if this was meant to be, that it would happen, and it wouldn't have to be like, it wouldn't have to be forced so much, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally hear what you're saying. And I feel like that's a valid like concern. It is something I thought about. Like, if he really cared about me, he should just be blowing my phone up. But I also know guys are kind of dumb. And so sometimes you just need to spoon feed the situation a bit and kind of just be like, no, like, what are we thinking here? And almost like pull it out as opposed to just trusting them to make the right call all the time.
Speaking of guys being kind of dumb, I'm curious from Mo's perspective, women can be very perceptive when it comes to stuff. And I feel like we can pick up on things like, oh, I feel like maybe he came by this bar because he has me out by my friends. Do you think there's any potential that this guy can sniff out what she did when she swung by that restaurant bar?
Probably not, if I'm honest. I think there are guys who would be able to because they think a little deeper than an average guy. But nah, if I'm going with what the average guy would think, I don't even think he would think about it.
Well, perfect, because I don't want it to come up during lunch, but if we end up getting together, then yeah, a few weeks from now, I would be fine to be like, by the way, just so you know, but like, not out the gate.
I love your honesty and transparency, but I would wait a little more than a few weeks.
I'm a little worried this lunch date is going to turn into like a To Catch a Predator, like Chris Hansen is like, do you know why we brought you here?
Exactly.
That's fair.
Hey, The Bird Show.